So lately I've been thinking a lot about this whole kind of mindfulness and knitting kind of concept, because I think they go hand in hand together really well. And so recently I was playing around with some stitches on my needle, and I loved the way the light looked coming through the window, and I just started snapping some pictures of this thing, this thing that I had in mind that I wanted to knit. And so I had a pretty good direction, a pretty good idea. And while I was, swatching and coming up with this new idea, a new design, because that's my personal tendency, is to always make something new, something that I design. And so, like I said, I was imagining the enjoyment, imagining what this would look like, and kind of thinking of the direction. And usually I'm spot on. Like when I think about the end, when I think about what my finished garment or accessory is going to look like, it pretty much gets there. I've been lucky that way. And I guess it just comes from years and years of doing this, that I understand how things drape in what particular yarn. I mean, I've learned the hard way, I've learned the hard way with working with fibers that didn't make sense. And I imagined this fingering weight yarn, so luxurious, beautiful. And I imagined, okay, well, I'll make it like this or that, so it wraps a few times around my neck and it'll still, be drapey and stylish, but, well, then who knows? Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll look like a big mess. Maybe it won't turn out that way. And therein lies the tension. This is a great metaphor for what we do in our life too, isn't it? We set out on an adventure, imagining the destination, and it's pretty amazing when we imagine it in our heads, right? Or maybe we can't see it and we struggle. I know I do anyway. And I struggle sometimes until I see the end. You know the saying, start with the end in mind? Well, I wonder if this is always the right way to think in every situation. Maybe starting is the best sometimes. Just starting, And that's what I have been talking about lately when it comes to this idea of mindful knitting instead of mindless knitting. Because mindful knitting is really the truth to this whole idea of this mindless knitting that we call it, because it's not. It's so far from it. Picking up needles and paying attention to really what's happening moment by moment on your needles. So just starting, maybe starting with an intention to go on this adventure that you may not fully see all the pieces. You don't see the pieces yet, and that as you move through the through whatever it is you're doing, that you'll see what you need when you need to. And you'll also come across confusion, by the way. Confusion, maybe fear. Maybe fear of those stitches and frustration. So decide in advance that this is part of this, of starting something sometimes. So I want to talk a little bit about patterns, because I think patterns, written patterns, can give us this false sense of comfort. I'm not saying you shouldn't read and write and pay attention to a pattern. Absolutely no. I'm a fan of that, because obviously I have a magazine to sell, right? But just focusing only on the pattern gives a false sense of comfort sometimes, that it actually keeps us in this safe zone. So sometimes we don't stretch out of our place, out of our skill set as a knitter, because they don't always take us on those adventures. And skill levels can tend to place us in a you're not good enough box. So your pattern might say moderately challenging, and you think you can't knit past an intermediate pattern. Maybe you've been told by the pattern to believe something that isn't who you are, but you've allowed it to defeat you before you even start. So today, casting on reminded me of this. I usually want that clean start with an end in mind, even me, who considers herself to be an adventurous knitter. But I fall into this trap because I want the comfort of knowing the end. But when I just cast on and knit, who knows what the next step is? And it usually ends up to be an exciting experience, definitely an adventure, mixed with fun, frustration, frogging, but it's still exhilarating and filled with adventure and wonder. So as my grandfather used to say, try it, you'll like it. So give it a try, and then you can go back to those patterns with fresh eyes and confidence that you can do any level. Don't let patterns put you in a box. So pick up your needles and have some fun today. This was another edition of Power Pearls Freeform Friday. And to listen to more of these episodes, go to powerpearlspodcast.com and search Power Pearls Unplugged. And every Friday, you can catch me on Facebook for my live video series on the Power Pearls Facebook page. Hope to see you there. Thank you.